The show that gives you news and views from a not straight perspective. This is Not Straight Cast.
And welcome to Not Straight Cast for the first show of 2025. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
So yes, we made it into 2025. How are you doing?
I am doing well, friend. How are you? Happy 2025.
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing well too. And so basically, yeah, this is the first show of the third season. And this is our third time trying to record this just today.
I know.
Some trouble with
I was getting ready to say, I was like thinking, is your count off? Because I'm like, we tried the one day.
Well, no, this is actually the fourth time, huh?
It was the audio mixer or something. Wasn't something wrong on your end?
Yeah, then there was I had some audio issues. There had a microphone that died and an audio mixer that died. So yeah, I ended up having to replace some of that stuff. And so,
and then you got sick.
I got sick. I lost my voice. Yeah, so I'm still getting over the cold, as you can tell.
So we were like, okay, let's do this yesterday. And then of course, Atlanta gets snow of all things, which totally if you live down south, just know that that was like. Yeah, major. And
you guys
headache.
Don't have the capability to deal with that, right? So
no, everything. Like we had a state of emergency, and they shut everything down. And then I was thinking, this is 5 to 7 inches. Being from up north, I'm thinking this is not a big deal. Oh, it is a huge deal in Atlanta.
Something you can handle fine, but something that Atlanta can't handle, right?
I know. I was thinking this is not even that much snow. But I tell you what, it shut everything down. I mean, even today, mind you, this was all Friday and Saturday. And they said everything should go back to normalcy by midday Saturday. No, still was not back. And I'm hitting up Joe to all our viewers. I mean, sorry, I always say viewers, our listeners. And I'm like, we're
all
not
our viewers listening to us. Huh? Yeah.
I know, right? And I'm like, this ain't gonna work. Cause like yesterday the power was still flickering on and off. And then like the internet wouldn't work. And even today, this is day three. And it's like literally like almost gone. And like we tried what?
Three times today. Or
yeah,
twice. Actually,
first time, twice. Like 10, 15 time. Minutes. Then boom, same thing. I redid my internet, the whole nine yards. Same thing again. So we're gonna hope this is gonna work. So
yeah, so far, so good. I think things seem a little more stable now at this point, at least on your end, so we're all good. So this has been quite the year for me, though, too, because I decided to upgrade my car.
Congrats.
Yeah, I went from driving a two-wheel drive box, basically a Kia Soul. I got a Kia Sportage. Yeah,
it does look like a box, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
So I got that. Instead, so I tell you what, driving an actual all-wheel drive SUV is a little bit different and a lot better. I tell you what.
Well, good for you, because I actually got rid of mine, got a car, and then now I'm kind of like the only thing that's...
You went from an SUV to a sedan.
Yes, which so. I love, because I was so happy to get back into a car until I decided to go shopping with a girlfriend. For home
problem
furnishing.
Is nobody has a sedan anymore. That's the only thing.
And get this, trying to get our stuff into the car was quite a challenge. So luckily she had her Mercedes, and she has a big truck, not a truck, but a SUV. I call it a truck. It's so massive. And so we were able to go shop with hers, because that's the only issue. At least you got more space, because I didn't realize how much space I was giving up. I gave up a lot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There, yeah. I mean, it's one of those cases there where, because I had a sedan before I got my Scion XB, my first box.
Yeah.
And just having something that's square and can fit a lot of stuff is a lot more useful than having a two door sedan. Because I had a Honda Civic.
I have one of those back. Oh, we're telling our age.
We are.
Okay. Now that you said that, I'm like, I was like, I went through that little gay phase. I think all those little gay youngins, at least in our age range, had the little two-door.
Well, it worked well whenever my partner had a CRV and I had a Civic,
Right.
That made sense. But all of a sudden, I find myself single. with a two door CRV, it's kind of like this ain't gonna work, you know?
Yeah.
So, anywho, enough with cars there, but nonetheless, yeah, having an actual all-wheel drive SUV, driving
I
that as my
know.
main car now, it's just kind of like a lot nicer.
Well, I am happy for you. And I'm still hanging on to mine, so we shall see what 2025 brings for me. I don't know. The space
There you
has been
go.
an issue, so like maybe we'll update one of these days. I don't know.
Well, it's just one of those things. I chose, and as we'll make the math, you know.
Well, my thing is like I didn't really think about it until it's gone, and then it's like they say, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And
Yeah.
then it's like then you go shop and like need to go on a trip or something, and it's like, oh Lord. Like, okay, like whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like for normal stuff there, I would imagine the
For
sedan would be fine.
normal,
But yeah, if you're trying to move stuff around, yeah, it can get really tough very quickly.
yeah. But I'm glad the weather's over.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad that you guys are not going to have much more to deal with weather-wise there as well.
Yes.
So anyways, here, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get the podcast started here.
All
So
righty.
we had the first story and, you know, the big thing that's been going on right now is all these LA blazes, huh?
Oh, yes. So sad.
So several wildfires are burning through the hills in and around Los Angeles this week, destroying over 2,000 structures and forcing at least 130,000 residents to evacuate. While most in LA are coming together to support one another, at least one man is using the destruction as an opportunity to fan the flames of hatred. KTTV, a local Fox affiliate, was reporting live from the ground in one of the evacuating neighborhoods Wednesday evening when the reporter was interrupted by a man walking down the street. And here's the clip.
Yes, I can hear you.
So the family
Hello.
with the poor little girl who was.
Why is there a fire happening right now?
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you
I
know,
think it's
winds.
all the gay people in L.A.
Okay, there we go. We
Okay.
got the
unacceptable. Gina, the.
Really?
Oh my God. I missed this. I've been focusing more on the news, but wow.
I'm sorry, you know, it's just literally, it's kind of like, you know, it's like Pat Robertson all over again, you know? That's what
All
it
the
feels
gay
like.
people in LA. That's the whole point of this, you know? Like,
Right?
okay. That's how it all started, you know?
According to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, over 29,000 acres have burned in the current wildfires, with the Palisades fire on LA's northwestern coast being the largest, with over 17,000 acres burned, and the Eaton fire to the east of San Gabriel Valley burning over 10,000 acres. On Wednesday night, a fire labeled the Sunset Fire erupted in Runyon Canyon in Hollywood Hills, directly above Hollywood Boulevard in West Hollywood, which has a large LGBTQ population. An evacuation order has been since lifted for the majority of Sunset Fire. This is just awful.
Yeah. And I saw that there's a ton of like not only so many people, the celebrities too. I mean like it's just these I mean we know they're always having wildfires, but this is just massive. This is and for it to be this close and actually be right there in Hollywood and like all the celebrity like so many people are losing their homes, like it's I can't believe it, and it's just such destruction.
It's just absolutely awful there to, you know, see what's happening here. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, they're definitely in our thoughts, and
Yes,
hopefully they
definitely in
get
our
through this.
thoughts for sure. Yeah, so
You know,
for
'cause you can always
everybody.
rebuild, thank God, you know. So,
Yes.
but yeah, I mean, pretty much there, it's like whole entire neighborhoods are just getting decimated. Could you imagine
The
that?
whole neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like on our coast, you know, it's usually, you know, there's floods or there's, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, and, you know, we getting snow over here. Everything's on fire over there. Like
Right.
it's insane.
In some ways, it makes me happy to live in Western Pennsylvania, you know, because if like cold and snow is what we have to deal with, then I'm fine with that. But
Perfect.
anyways, moving on. So, you know, the whole entire Facebook thing that's going on here with them basically getting rid of their fact checking.
I keep seeing so much stuff, Joe. So,
Yeah.
it's been the wildfires, of course. And then I've been seeing a lot about this, and I haven't paid as much attention to this as the wildfires. So I'm looking forward to this story.
So, anyways, they're ending their fact-checking program and replacing with a community notes style system, which is kind of like, the same as like what they have on X or Twitter. They're moving their US-based content review team to Texas. And a lot of it probably has to do with like the upcoming Trump administration. So some of the changes they're making to their hateful conduct policies, they're now allowing for attacks on LGBTQ people, women and immigrants. They're allowing for economic exclusion of women and transgender people. They're making allowances for social exclusion of women and transgender people. They're making allowances for claiming that LGBTQ people are mentally ill. Removal of prohibitions against the humanization of protected groups, inanimate objects, criminals. Removal of prohibition against statements denying existence. Reducing their clarity on hate speech. Reducing the clarity on their definition of slurs. So, reducing clarity on generalizations of the state inferiority and contempt, which now they call insults. They also removed several definitions of contempt, including intolerance on the basis of protected characteristics, including but not limited to homophobic, Islamophobic, or racist speech.
Wow.
So they're also going to be transitioning from the phrase hate speech to hateful conduct. So basically, they're pretty much going to be pretty much doing away with all their guardrails, which
This is interesting, yeah.
has kind of led to something funny there, where you're starting to see a lot of posts on Facebook now about Mark Zuckerberg that pretty much there are completely, completely, utterly false, but they're funny as hell.
That's how I knew about this, Joe. I because I have seen some pretty crazy memes, and I'm not on Facebook all the time, but like I'll get on there and the whole family's on Facebook these days, you know how it goes. But then I keep seeing all this with him, and there's it says some of the craziest, most random stuff, and I'm just like
Like, for example, Facebook founder and convicted pedophile Mark Zuckerberg, dead at 36, says social media sites should not fact-check posts.
Well, that's not the worst that I've seen.
Zuckerberg, who died of coronavirus and complications from syphilis at his home near Facebook headquarters in Lincoln, Nebraska, says it's not Facebook's role to be the arbitrator of truth. Anyways, the other one I saw was the rat penis.
Oh,
Did
I
you see that?
saw one that I don't know if I should even
No, say it, say it.
I saw one that I can't remember exactly what it was. It was talking about him being in a gangbang and something about oh my gosh, what was it? It was something about, oh, he and the gangbang went. And then I saw one that said something about he won the cock sucking contest or
Okay.
something. I don't know if you've seen that one yet.
Well, hey, since Facebook no longer has fact checking, in theory, this could be true, allegedly,
I mean, it was funny. When I saw the one about the gangbang, I was kind of like, okay. And that's how I kind of like, started seeing like, what's going on here, And then because I was like, whoa, wait a minute, like, why is because I'm seeing so many of them, but those were the two that really stuck out to me. There was one about him being in a gangbang with somebody, and then there was the he won the cock sucking contest. He's able to suck more dick in a certain period of time than some. I don't know, like it was crazy.
One big thing
Very
that's been happening
interesting.
now is that, like, the amount of people searching how to get off of Facebook has gone way up. How to exit Facebook, how to get off Facebook.
Yeah, because I mean, Facebook to me, I like because we all made that transition to MySpace to Facebook. But now you got to realize like so many people are on Facebook. Now I
Yeah,
can't
that's the
post
problem.
anything half the time. And then, like, I'm sure our listeners can relate. Your mom or your grandma or somebody calls you up after they see one of your posts. Oh my God, Joshua, that's so filthy. you should take that down. I joke with people as they Facebook's become family book. Because I love you, Grandma, but I know she's watch or not watching, but she gets on Facebook and she'll like post on my things. And my grandma's like 88 years old. Like, seriously, like.
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll post something on Facebook, but I'll post it so it has the audience of just me. So that way
So the
nobody else can
audio.
see it. Just if I want to like vent. get it out of my system, but I don't want anybody else to read it except for me. I'll just make the audience me.
We'll have to see what happens with this one because, you know, we did this story not too long ago. You always do the more serious stuff, of course, like the wildfires today and, you know.
Something just Facebook. Tells me is that, you know, they're just trying to basically cozy up to Trump, you know, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's for sure. Yeah. So I don't know because you've got a lot of people upset with Twitter and then now this. So should be interesting.
Right. But you have some good news.
Yes. Anita Bryant, the evangel. Can you even say that?
Give me a we all remember still. Anita Bryant.
Anita Bryant, the Christian who led the charge against LGBTQ rights, died last month at 84, according to an obituary shared by her family. According to the obituary, Bryant died on December 16, 2024, at her home in Edmond, Oklahoma.
And we're only finding out about this now.
Now.
And it's almost mid-January. Because you died a month ago and nobody knew until now.
I know. It's just now making news. Before her anti-LGBTQ positions made her a favorite of religious conservatives, Bryant was known for appearances in commercials, her time appearing at holiday tours for overseas troops, and for singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic at the Super Bowl in 1971. Bryant, who was born in Oklahoma in 1940, was a beauty queen and a best-selling pop star before returning to her Christian roots in the 1970s. Then she became an anti-gay activist in 1977 when she launched the successful effort to repeal an anti-discrimination ordinance in Miami-Dade County. Miami-Dade County's government adopted an ordinance banning employment and housing discrimination based on sexual orientation, making it one of the first municipalities to do so. Bryant then testified against the ordinance. She was outraged at its passage and led a campaign dubbed Save Our Children to persuade voters to repeal it. Along the way, Bryant became a darling of her fellow conservative Christians and an enemy of gay people and their allies in 1977. An activist threw a pie in her face at a press conference.
Oh, no.
Oh, Miami-Dade citizens did repeal the ordinance with over 70% voting to do so. And the city county government restored the ordinance in 1998 and added gender identity to it in 2014. She also tried and failed in 78 to pass the Briggs Initiative, which sought to fire gay teachers in California.
I mean, it's kind of sad that, you know, she was prominent, but then all of a sudden after all this year, it's kind of like, her star kind of really faded, you know.
I mean,
from what I read there, she wasn't very popular after this year.
No, she really like sunk her career. I mean, she was a pop star. I mean, who goes from being a beauty queen and a pop star and then just like, boom. I mean, in the 70s out of nowhere, it's like, I'm going back to my Christian roots and I'm anti-gay. And now she's just going to lead the fight. And she just, I mean, I remember the whole Save Our Children thing she tried to pull. And it's just.
She ended up screwing herself in the process, you know.
And I just still, like you said before, you know, I'm really glad that Miami-Dade, you know, got this repealed and everything. And, you know, I can't believe she was calling out against it and everything. It
took long enough, though. Yeah,
I know. Long time. But I just don't understand why she even. I mean, when you're somebody like that, that's got it made, it's just like, I don't know. Like what happened to her, really, you know, because she was popular, you know, like.
But why would you do that there and basically wreck your career, you know?
Yeah, she really did. I mean, her hate meant so much to her.
Yeah.
And her viewpoint that, you know, she came out publicly and literally ruined her career. But as I was saying about you, I don't know why we're just now finding out about this, too.
Exactly. It's like people don't care about her anymore. Apparently, if it takes a month to find out that she died.
Yeah. Took a long time before any of us knew this. So,
right.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. So.
At least for the gay community, you know, maybe we're better off without her. So
I'm sure they were celebrating in Miami-Dade, you know. I mean, I'm not saying we should celebrate anybody's death, of course, and I don't wish death upon anybody, but let's just say like our
there's no love lost there, you know. So
aren't exactly, you know, shedding tears over Miss Thing, you know. So
exactly.
And none of the teachers are either. So
yep.
After she tried to, go against them in Cali. So
right. So anyways, we're gonna go ahead here and we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back with more news once the Not Straight Cast continues after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that will keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your websites load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
And welcome back to Not Straight Cast. So we've been talking a lot here on our shows about, you know, these companies that have been abandoning their DEI initiatives.
Yes, they have.
So the good news is that even though conservative pressure has forced some of these major corporations to abandon them, the number of businesses participating in them is actually growing, believe it or not. So the Human Rights Campaign released its annual Corporate Equality Index, or CEI, a report measuring company policies and practices related to LGBTQ plus workplace equality. A record 1,449 businesses were rated this year, up from 319 in 2002, the first year of the survey. This year's report included 72 first-time participants, marking a 5% increase from last year. So out of the companies, 98%, 1,420 have non-discrimination policies for sexual orientation and gender identity, up from just 5% in 2002. Around 75%, which is equated to 1,089, provides an LGBTQ health benefits guide, a 25% increase from last year. And 1,051 companies instituted gender transition guidelines with support policies for transitioning employees, their managers and colleagues, up 21% over last year. Overall, 82%, which is 1,187, provided equivalency spousal and partner medical benefits. 92%, 1,329, provided equivalency in their family formation benefits for spouses and partners. And 87%, which is 1,258, provide equal health care for transgender individuals. And 87%, which is 1,258, provide equal health care coverage for transgender individuals without exclusion for medically necessary care. In total, 765 companies, a 20% increase from last year, earned a perfect score of 100. The organization noted that this occurred despite anti-LGBTQ attacks on businesses, referencing the online effort by conservatives to pressure companies into dropping DEI programs and LGBTQ workplace protections. So several major U.S. businesses announced they'd be ending their DEI programs in the past year, including Walmart, John Deere, Harley-Davidson, and now McDonald's.
Oh, hey, but I'm glad to see the positive news, you know?
Are you sad about the McDonald's thing?
You mean?
Yeah, I know you go to McDonald's.
Hey, he's poking fun of me, you guys, because he knows there's a McDonald's right down the street from me. And with Atlanta traffic, it's the quickest place to get to.
You go there all the time, don't you?
He knows that I do. And it's so bad for me, but yet so good because I'm such a sucker for their French fries.
Yeah, their French fries are good. I will give you that. So.
But they are the closest to me. So Joe knows I'm always on the go. And then when I'm like running down the street, he talks to me all the time. And he's like, I'm like, oh, I got to get some food. And then I'm like always stuck in traffic. And I'll be in bumper traffic. And I'm like, I see the Golden Arch. It's the closest thing to my house. And I'm like, okay, McDonald's again.
I can't believe McDonald's for God knows how long now. You know,
I know. My friends make fun of me. They're like, Josh, you've got to quit eating that junk.
And, and plus, I live probably next to the worst McDonald's ever.
I remember that nasty McDonald's.
And I one time put a Google review that I got a cold double cheeseburger. And that thing got over 1 million views. And it was just like, thank God I'm able to contribute my little part to this world, you know?
Well, I'm glad to see that, you know, there were so many businesses that made the list that are doing well. And doing so much for the community. I mean, of course, you're going to have these big ones, but like Walmart, I could care less about because really, I don't shop at Walmart. So
it's just we've had some heavy hitters this year be like, you know, maybe, you know, DEI is not such a great idea, but I think also, too, it's like they're trying to, you know, obnob to the president, you know.
But, you know,
conservative forces there, you know.
I don't know what I'm going to do about John Deere because, you know.
I know.
He thinks my tractor's sexy and all, so I don't know. I might have to trade her in for a new model, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, anyways, right. Like you never see me wearing a riding a tractor or riding a Harley. Yeah, all right. But no, to the ones, you know, kudos. We should give a big shout out to those that made a perfect score or those that are continuously improving. So thank you to all those.
Believe it or not, the company that I work for, which is not something that you would think would be, you know, something that would get 100%, got 100%.
Good.
Yeah. So, anyways, guess what's returned?
What?
The moment of conclusion.
And I get to do it.
Yes. It's all you.
Oh, I feel so special. Okay. I never get to do the moments of conclusion. Thank you, friend. All right. While losing the election to the Republicans was a huge disappointment, things have only gotten worse since Elon Musk glued himself to Donald Trump's side and started to act as a shadow president before the MAGA leader has even taken office. On the other hand, this has also triggered a slew of social media posts and memes. One of the funniest now viral posts on X, formerly Twitter, comes from frequent Trump critic Alex Cole, who wrote, "Maybe it's just me, but Republicans having two daddies seems kind of woke." This joke is especially funny considering that the gay joke was completely over the heads of the Trump fans in the comments and how many MAGA followers unironically like to call Trump daddy. As we know they do. People also took to the comments to wonder about who's the top and who's the bottom in the relationship, and quipped that Vivek Ramaswamy and Vladimir Putin are pulling Trump's puppet strings too. With jokes like, "Actually, with Vivek, they're a throuple, and three, you forgot Vladdy." We're also loving how people are calling the president-elect Vice President Trump. And all of the memes showing Trump kneeling before Musk or portraying Trump as the Tesla owner's butler.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's ego is so fragile, as we know, so it's driving him nuts. We can only hope he gets angry enough to kick Elon to the curb. Would the jokes be even funnier if Musk wasn't currently the co-chair of the MAGA leader's new Department of Government Efficiency? Yes, the acronym is DOGE. And wasn't trying to destroy democracy and the U.S. economy from behind his keyboard? Of course. but we all still need a good laugh every once in a while. So we'll take them when we can get them.
Right? Exactly.
I love this because I have seen, obviously, a lot about this one too. And I'm sure everybody else has too. So
I don't know what it is with all these folks that are kind of like, you know, you voted for that. And they're all kind of now like,
oh, no.
No, I know,
oh,
right?
No.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, no. Like, what have we done? It's like,
you voted for that. You know, what else would you expect to get? You know?
Well, I still like the, you know, Alex talking about, you know, Republicans having two daddies seems kind of woke. So, you know. But here we go, being the joke again. Right. So.
Yeah, but hey, you know, I subscribe to the Leopards Ate My Face, and I suggest you subscribe to it too there. Okay. on Reddit. Yeah, because it's just one of those cases there where it's kind of like, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of that in the next 4 years.
Oh, yeah. And this is just the beginning, y'all. So you better stay tuned with us because, like, it's only bounds to get even crazier and wilder. So we'll have to see what Daddy has in store for us.
But anyways, we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap this up here. And hopefully I sound better in the next show because it's kind of like, I didn't realize how tough it'd be for me to talk with, you know.
Yeah.
You just like this here, but.
You're anyways, all right, friend. We love you.
Good. I love you too. Anyways, thank you for listening to the Not Straight Cast. Email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And for access to our websites, visit notstraightworld.com. And until next time, have a not straight
one.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.